ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Now, we'll do a sound check. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook.
Hello. Hello.
Week 12 of the 2023-24 season. We are live from the what?
I can't hear anything.
You gotta tell me that.
That's why I'm saying hello.
I hear you fine.
Wait, I started to. Hello? Check. Now I'm here.
How do you function in the world today?
Oh, with lots of help.
Matt Abrig here alongside of me is the unfunctional Ryan Cook, and we are bringing you tonight's rematch in the Southern Carolina Conference between Marvin Ridge and Porter Ridge. These two teams met earlier this season, way back on January 5th. The first place was on the line back then in the same position we are in tonight, but this time Marvin won that game 61-55. And before we get into that, let's go around the county. Other games in the conference will be Cuthbertson at Sun Valley, over in the Rocky River, Monroe at Piedmont, Parkwood at West Stanley, Cata at Anson, and then in the Yadkin Valley Conference, North Stanley at Union Academy. And we could see some history tonight, Coach. Most likely we'll see history tonight. Sydney Blackwell, 4 points away from career 1,000 as a junior. Most likely will get it, so that'll be see what happens with that. This game is a big game for them, so I don't see them stopping the game. I can see them recognizing it, and they'll do something if she does get it between the boys and girls. So.
Yeah, and that's the appropriate way, obviously, to do it. I think the biggest thing is communication. I would think that somebody has communicated, I would think, with Coach Lanahan to tell him, you know, what will happen or whatever. I think that unless you're willing to spend the time out, which I don't really think I would if it were me in a big game like this, if it happens to be like on a free throw or something,
right.
That's
depends
where
on
it could
where
be,
it goes.
You know, but yeah, but you can't have, I mean, this is a big game, as you said, and it's a special moment and really a terrific accomplishment for a junior, you know. It's exciting.
Mavericks come into tonight's action 16-3 overall, 4-0 in the conference. First place coming off a 56-47 win over Weddington last Friday night. They have not lost since December 29th to Dutch Fork. They are led by senior wing Ella Cheppel, 15.5 points, 7 rebounds, 33% from 3. Sophomore guard Kate Schindler at 11.5 points, 6 rebounds. See sophomore guard Kylie Lenahan at just under 10 points a game and 3 assists. And then junior wing Cadence Douglas, who really played well off the bench Friday against Weddington, 7 points, 5 rebounds, and they are coached by Steve Lenahan.
Yeah, you know, and as you said, we just saw this team in action on Friday against Weddington, and they just, you know, just did their thing again. They just play good basketball. They take care of the ball. They play unselfish. Just all the things that you want to see in a well-rounded team. And, definitely I think Ms. Schindler has really stepped it up this year.
She looks taller tonight than she did Friday.
I swear. It's like I say about these Porter Ridge girls. She's all legs.
Malcolm,
you know?
Too.
Malcolm,
Scaldera.
You know, they're all legs. And anyways. But it's not about individuals, really, I don't think, with Marvin. They just play really well as a team. And, I was kind of calling in that Weddington game. I was like, on the broadcast, I was like, man, I want to see more Ella Cheppel, because I felt like she came out a lot and she sat a lot. And it sounds like
she was nursing a little injury.
It sounds like they were. My understanding is that's what was going on.
Yep.
That, you know, they were
limited minutes.
In limited minutes. I mean, I didn't keep track of how many shots she took.
She didn't
but
take
she
that
couldn't
many.
Have missed
She's
more than
efficient.
One or two, I feel like. And
right.
She had like 12 points
yep.
or something, you know what I mean? So. Really a big fan of hers. I say that every time I broadcast. Anyways, this Marvin team is really impressive.
Porter Ridge tonight, 14-5 overall, 3-1 in the conference. coming off a 56-43 over Sun Valley last Friday night. They have not lost a game since that Marvin Ridge loss. They've won 10 of their last 11, and they are super talented with multiple players looking to go D1 and with offers from D1 schools, led by Sidney Blackwell. Tennessee Martin commit, 15.5 points, 2 assists, 3 steals, 33% from 3, 4 points away from 1,000 as a junior. Freshman guard Ashante Taylor, last week's player of the week, 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 4 steals, 33% from 3. Doesn't take a high amount, like a high volume, but she knocks them down. And then sophomore guard Miley Malcolm, offers from Furman and Elon already, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds, 30% from 3, and 3.2 assists. And let's not forget Anna Scaldera, Lees McCray volleyball commit, 5.5 points, 7 rebounds, and they are coached by one Morgan Brown.
Yeah, and if I remember right, the last time I left off with this Porter Ridge girls team, I was saying something about Molly Malcolm's a great player, but not, you know, not so much of a scorer. And then, boom,
yep.
She hit 18 points against Weddington and hit, like, I mean, I don't know how many threes that game, you know. I mean, it was the most offensive performance I've seen her make, ever. And, so when she adds that element to what we know she can do, all the other little things, you know, as you mentioned, this is just a super talented Porter Ridge girls team. I struggle with saying that they shouldn't be able to beat this Marvin team. I felt like they should have beaten them the first time as far. I mean, when you just look at a strict talent standpoint, I will definitely give that Marvin Ridge has more depth. But, dang, you know, I mean, even to say that, you know, this Porter Ridge team brings Olivia Burke off the bench. As you mentioned, Scaldara, who's not really much of a scorer, but she's a giant out there, you know. So, two very talented teams, but from a fun talent standpoint, this Porter Ridge team's a fun team to watch. I mean, as you said, I mean, I don't know if I've seen it's been a while since I've seen a freshman as impressive as Taylor. I mean,
in a long time.
It's been a while.
It's been real long time.
As a freshman,
and averaging 17-7, that's, dare I say, Stephanie Watts numbers. The way she plays differently, I'm just saying, as a freshman, to coming into a varsity program with girls on this team that are already solidified.
Right.
And she's done well.
Without me thinking about it very long or very hard, I could argue it could be the second. I mean, after Watts as a freshman. Now, Tiffany Brown might be number two there. But, I mean, this girl's right up there for a freshman.
You coach Stephanie Taylor. She was not as dominant on the offensive end.
Not as a freshman.
Right. Now, right, Jennifer Haley as well as a freshman on the off. Defensively, you're 6'1", 6'2". But that offensive side of the ball game is where she's the big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe we'll do the, let's see here. We're going to do.
One team seems to be preparing for the anthem and the other
not. We are just right on the dot at 6 p.m.
I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Me too.
All we really talked about there was Taylor. But as you had mentioned before, I mean, Molly Malcolm and Sidney Blackwell just play the game right. You know, I mean, they know how to play the game. They don't play selfish. They take good shots. They don't turn the ball over.
They look to find the open person, whether it's them or not.
Yep.
We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Marvin Ridge, Porter Ridge back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
This guy right here, man. Keep an eye on that one. Thank you, thank you.
For Marvin Ridge, it'll be Lenahan, Edwards, Robitaille, Cheppel, and Schindler.
They are coming by, but no, they're just going to run right by.
Yeah, they don't like you.
No.
The girls never have been like that. You know what I mean? Like,
they probably think we're, like, not approachable. Like, we're media. You know, I don't know.
Well, I've been called worse. Porter Ridge, it'll be Blackwell, Malcolm, Taylor, Scaldera, and Callie Williams.
And, you know, I've talked with other coaches and other fans. I've talked to people about how I would try to play this Porter Ridge team. And boy, I'll tell you, it's tough, but I think I would try some kind of junk defense if it were me. I don't know that.
But why? You've beaten them now four times.
Good point, and I agree. And the follow-up to that was going to be, if you're Marvin Ridge, I don't think you need to.
But right.
I think anybody else.
Sure, no,
anybody else,
you
because here's my theory, and I did bring some research tonight at some point when we get to talk here.
We will.
You know, at some point when they've beaten all the other teams in the conference this year, the first time around,
yep.
And of course last year both times, every time they played them, I think you say, well, we got to do something different. You know, I mean, we can't just go out and match up against a man-to-man or whatever we've been doing. You know, so I personally think that I would come out and throw some type of junk defense against them, and you know, I don't know. That's what I'd try. But.
Schindler and Scaldera will jump center. Marvin left to right, Porter Ridge right to left on your internet dial. Tip in the air and won by the Pirates into the backcourt. Malcolm across the timeline, moving right to left. Home white jerseys for the Pirates. Right wing, still with the dribble on the block.
Oh, man.
Up and good by Taylor.
Foster
on the defense.
Yeah.
Got behind him.
Great play to start out. Really caught Marvin off guard.
Pressure here by the Pirates. Near side to Robitaille. Cross court over to Chappell.
I like the pressure.
Double teamed in the corner immediately, and up top to Robitaille. Kelsey stolen to the backcourt. Taylor up, left-handed layup is good.
I like it. I like the way you come out in this game. This is a big game, and they got to be ready to play.
Schindler with it across, with a pass to Scherer.
Yep. Good call, because that could have affected the play there. What number is on, though?
Sheridan.
Well, see the foul. Up there. Three or four.
We'll figure it out.
It'd be four. There is no three. No, there's a three. Dang it.
Yeah. Schindler with it right wing. A few dribbles. Malcolm on her. Size on size over there. Laney Edwards with it up top. Edwards. Now to Robitaille. Trapped in the corner. Gets it underneath.
Yep.
Chappell on the block. Up and good.
Get her going early. Nice little dish by Edwards.
Taylor quickly up top between the circles. Left side to Malcolm. Miley with it. Dribble drive. Hands off to Blackwell. Sid. Now over to Williams. Kylie with it. Now to Malcolm. Miley. Up. Under. Shot. No. Rebound by Rowe. That's Sheridan with it. Stolen away. Into the corner. Malcolm with it again. Back up top to Blackwell. A three. Got it.
Uh-oh.
Sid needs one to get 1,000. 7-2, left side. Edwards with it. Near side to Schindler in front of us. Cross court to Robitaille into the corner. Trapped, splits the double team. Loose ball on the ground. Blackwell,
they're
Robitaille.
Getting after it.
And it'll be Marvin basketball.
They're getting after it. I like to see. I mean, I expect this out of both teams. They're both good teams, and you know, it's a big game, but you know, Porter Ridge needs to come out with that confidence and aggressiveness.
Sheridan with it. Inbounds it to Schindler in the backcourt across the timeline. Kate with it now. Head fake drive. Kick. Sheridan down the lane. Shot. Lost it on the way up. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Mavs ball.
I probably agree with her there. From here, that's kind of hard to believe that's not a foul. But
6:02 to go in the first. Chappell back to Schindler in the
right
corner.
Back to her.
Back to Chappell on the block. Up and she's fouled, though. It'll be on the floor, though.
Yep. Still a big early foul to get on Scaldera, though. Yeah, the play before, I didn't think it looked like Marvin had Porter Ridge had much help in defense there. I thought Malcolm could have probably turned a corner and tried to go in against Schindler there.
Schindler will trigger.
Or actually, vice versa. I'm sorry. I'm saying that the wrong way.
Schindler will trigger it. Up top to Sheridan. Kate with it. Drive. Kick back to Schindler. On the block, Chappell, the mismatch.
Nice.
Shot, turn, glass, no. Rebound by Scaldera.
Good defense.
Malcolm to Williams into the front court. Back to Malcolm.
I want to run if I'm Porter Ridge.
They're trying to get it moving here. Taylor at the free throw line. Back up top to Blackwell. Sid with it. Dribble, kick to Williams. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound goes to Malcolm. Put back is good.
She just came in and took it away.
It's Grant Hamilton-like.
Yeah, just came in and took it away. Just...
9-2, Porter Ridge. Cross court over to Chappell. Ella with it. Back to Robitaille. Kelsey, a dribble drive. Into the corner to Schindler on the block. Kate with it. Back up top to Laney Edwards. Skip pass to Chappell. Rise, fire, three. Short, rebound by Taylor. Ashante wants to push. A one-on-four, shot up. No! Rebound by Edwards, and a foul is called.
Oh.
I believe it'll be on Kaylee Williams. It's on four.
I got to find out if that's who the first one was on or not. That'll be a timeout.
Edwards to Schindler in front of us. Across the timeline, Sheridan fell down, and she's called for steps.
Yeah. Can't have that one.
4:49 to go here. 9-2.
Yeah. If we don't get a stop here, I'm thinking Marvin. If I'm Marvin, I'm saying I'm taking a timeout.
Taylor across the timeline. Up top, Schindler on her. Right wing over to Williams. Up top to Scaldera into the backcourt. Oh, no.
Oh.
That's, yeah, he tipped it. Yeah. I was where, I didn't know where she was.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The hidden half-court line at Porter Ridge. Uh-oh. Blackwell a three. Got
it.
And that's it. That'll do it.
And you can
a
see
three
a little,
from the left wing.
You can see a little bit of relief, a little smile on her face. She's not slowing down.
Nope. Stolen away by Williams.
I think you need a timeout if you're the Lady Mavs here.
Miley Malcolm up top with it. Left side back to Blackwell. Sid with it above her head. Now to Taylor. Ashante. Scaldero's open if they want to give her the ball.
I don't think they want to look for that on offense, do they?
No, not really. She's more defensive presence. She rolls. A jumper, no good. She's there for the putback, though.
Yep, that's
and
what
she's
do.
Fouled.
I think
and Anna will go to the line for two.
I think you got
to
get a timeout. Wait.
Timeout is called, I believe, by Coach Lenahan.
Wait, who was that foul on? Lainey Edwards? Or? It's tough when they're not putting it up there and they're. That's it. He's right. It should be three fouls. Actually, it should be four now. It actually. Oh, yeah, 3-1, yeah.
Well, the thing is they're not talking to the home book.
No, I'm struggling with who the fouls are on. I hate when they don't put them up on the board.
Some schools do it, some schools don't. It depends who's running the board.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, this is big. Now, this is what just happened on Friday night, though. Weddington came out really well.
That first quarter, yeah.
And Coach had to take an early timeout to get his team settled down, and they came back and, you know, whatever.
They found their footing and ran away with it.
So, I mean, you know, it doesn't mean anything necessarily other than giving a really good team confidence right now.
And Olivia Burke checks in, who, to be honest and fair, has numbers have gone down since the last meeting of these two teams. Caldera at the line for two. Anna up and front end, no good.
It looked good. I mean, good rotation on that. Just a little short.
But one thing about everything, you know, there are four quarters.
Yep.
Second one, no good. Rebound by Sheridan. Over to Edwards. Lainey will bring it up left to right. Two. Top of the key. Right wing over to Schindler. A three for Kate. Got it.
All right.
She's gaining more and more confidence with this season on her offensive side of the basketball.
Yeah, she's quite a prospect.
Burke down the lane. Layup is good for Olivia.
Man, when you bring that kind of talent off the bench, that's tough.
14-5, Porter Ridge. Edwards with it. Looking for help across midcourt to Briggs. Lost it. Stolen away by Blackwell. Sidney wants to push. Sid across the timeline on that right wing. Sid up top, gives it to Malcolm. Dribble drive kick, Burke. Cross up, the floater, the window, no good. Rebound by Chappell.
There's nowhere
Lost
to go.
Lost it back to Malcolm, you're right. A three for Miley, the window, no good. Rebound battled for it. Sheridan's got it for Marvin Ridge. 2:40 to go here, 14-5, Porter Ridge. Schindler, a three, got it!
Oh, man, yeah.
Keeping him in it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, those are two big shots.
2:36 to go here. Blackwell with it right wing. Sid gives it off to Scaldera. Doesn't get a handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay. Porter Ridge ball.
Yeah, those two threes coming out of that timeout for Schindler, you know, made this a good game all of a sudden.
Cadence Douglas in for Chappell with 2:28 to go.
We think probably trying to take it easy on her minutes again with the ankle.
Burke will trigger it far side up top to Taylor. Ashante with the purple Nikes into the corner. Miley with it behind the back. Baseline. Cut off. Back up top. Taylor. Pull up from 12. No good. Rebound by Briggs. Jenny will push into the front court. Near side across the timeline. Right wing. Into the corner to Douglas. Cadence goes baseline. Dribble drive. Oh, reverse layup. Good.
There's no
offside help.
No, yeah, nothing at all.
And it's 14-10 Porter Ridge with 2:03 to go.
Wow, what a reversal.
We'll keep it right here. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
So, you know, the timeout got accomplished exactly what Coach hoped. You know, they came out and went on a, what, 8-2 run or 8-0 run? I don't know, whatever it was. But here, you know, the same with Porter Ridge. You get a timeout, you get the momentum stopped, and you fight back. But, you know, going back to Sid getting over her 1,000 points, yeah, you could see it. I think you could see a little bit of relief just to, you know, she didn't celebrate, but she smiled. I mean, which she should have, but like.
Because well, we weren't there because they. I expected it to get it Friday.
Right.
She needed 12.
And she might have been a little tight, might have been a little bit, you know, whatever.
Road.
And so I think you saw a little smile when she did. I'm sure it's a huge weight off of her, and she's probably just going to play better and better now. And I also noticed, I kind of tried to look at most of them, but I definitely noticed that the freshman, Taylor, gave
Miley
a real
did
big
too.
Smile.
Miley
like
did
a real,
as well.
Like they were like, yeah, you could tell they were genuinely really happy for her, which you would assume.
Malcolm up top. Gives it to Swanston now, I believe. That's Maya Swanston in. Lost it into the corner. Stolen away by Marvin Ridge. Douglas over to Schindler. Kate will bring it across the timeline. A minute 45 to go here in the first. Schindler with it up top. Left wing over to Laney Edwards. Edwards with directions from Coach Lenahan. Resets right wing. Schindler right wing into the corner. Blackwell on her with the screen. Sheridan's available on the block. Will they get her the ball? They don't. Briggs gives it to Douglas on the baseline. Cadence back up top to Briggs. Jenny lost it. Now they've got Schindler with it. A minute 15 to go.
It's a patient team.
Douglas with it.
Oh, there's no one there.
Down the lane, yep. The whole scene wide open. Missed the layup. Rebound by Swanston. Over to Malcolm.
That's a good take. I thought that was an easy layup for her.
Taylor going to drive. Hang. Shot. No. Blocked by Schindler. Briggs wants to push quickly down the court. Edwards a three. Got it.
Man, they are on a roll.
Under a minute to go. It's 14-10. 13, excuse me. They just put it up. 14-13. Porter Ridge. Malcolm with it up top.
Yeah, it should be 13, right?
Yes. I thought it should be, but if your foot may have been on the line. Blackwell right wing up top to Taylor. 30 seconds to go. Burke on the block. Loose ball. Gets it over to Malcolm, a three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Taylor.
Man, what
put
a
back
rebound.
Is there.
What a rebound.
16-12.
She just came flying through the air for that one.
15 seconds to go. Briggs across the timeline. Left side over to Edwards. Up top to Schindler. 8. Right side to Sheridan. Doesn't see the clock. She's got to go. She does. Down the lane, and a jump ball is called. Yep. Porter Ridge ball.
I agree with him. I thought it was that a three? Is the question. I didn't even see the sign. Did you see anyone put their hands up for the three?
I thought it was.
I didn't see.
Malcolm will trigger 2.3. They'll figure it out at the end of this quarter. And they throw it to Taylor. She's there. She lets it go. And that'll do it. At the end of one quarter of play, Porter Ridge 16, Marvin 12. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. My name is Ryan Cook, and pretty good first quarter.
It was everything we'd hope. I mean, I always say as a coach in these games, two good teams, there's going to be runs, you know, and you want to get those runs stopped if you're on the wrong end, and you want to get those runs for yourself, and that's what we saw, you know. I mean, Porter Ridge came out really strong. We had a Marvin Ridge timeout. They fought back. Porter Ridge called a timeout and kind of got
stopped. Schindler's 2 threes really kept them
really big.
Within range to let that happen.
For sure. For sure. So on a side note, kind of weird, the second time now where they've come back in second quarter for your introduction of us.
Right.
And I'm nervous that it's going to say, We're coming back with the second. I thought I was going to say the second best 1-2 punch. So I'm glad I don't.
Well, would that be like Mike Breen and Doris Burke are one and we're two?
I don't know.
High post to Douglas, stolen away, loose ball on the ground. Williams and Robitaille get tied up, and it'll be Marvin Ridge basketball.
But luckily it says back to the second quarter. But, yeah, I really like it. Both teams are really, you know, no one's hesitant to get on
the floor. Porter Ridge ball, my fault.
They're after it. A lot on the line here.
That possession's wrong.
There we go. They just changed it back.
Okay. Malcolm with it up top. Lost her dribble. Now Blackwell, rise, fire, three. Sid got it. Three for three from three. Sid's got nine, and it's 19-12 Pirates.
Who'd that pass come from? Do you
Malcolm.
Know?
Good. Robitaille across the timeline. They get it to Briggs. Briggs to Douglas. Oh, Douglas.
Swing that ball. I think he had Chappell for almost a layup, maybe.
Schindler left wing. Up top to Briggs. Right side to Robitaille. Sets her feet. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Scaldera. Over to Malcolm. Now to Taylor. Quickly into the corner. Guarded by Schindler. Up top to Malcolm. Back to Taylor. Now to Blackwell. Pump fake and she's called for steps.
Shuffle a little bit. Yeah, I Robitaille has that kind of high arcing. It's kind of a little bit of an unorthodox shot.
Almost
rotation.
Two hands.
Yeah, but she's a good shooter.
7 minutes to go here, just underway in the second quarter. Briggs is called for the over and back.
Was she, though?
Yeah, she was.
I mean, again.
No, she was.
Always here. You
I did look,
seeing,
but now but, I know okay. where to look.
Okay. For those listening,
would,
if you don't realize.
That would be hard for volleyball, too.
If you don't realize, you can barely see the half-court line here at Porter Ridge.
Taylor with it on the left wing with a screen from Scaldera. Another one.
Uh-oh,
up top, Blackwell.
Is.
Another Whoa. Three. Got it.
That's just a
four for four for Sid.
You've got to get there. I mean, that was just
You got to fight through the screens or you got to talk to switch.
Yeah.
Briggs across the timeline. They get it to Chappell. Chappell down the lane. Shot no good. Rebound her own shot. Put back is good. And the bucket plus the foul. The lead was 10. Yeah. It'll drop down to 8, maybe 7.
So that was the second foul on Williams.
Sheridan back in as Robitaille is going to take a break.
Yeah, so Chappell said, I'll miss the first one so I can get three out of this.
The old-fashioned way, and does. Ella with the third one there, and it's 22-15. 7-point lead for the Pirates, 6:25 to go. Malcolm will bring it up right to left. Across that timeline. Up top, Williams with it. Looking for help, back to Malcolm. Malcolm goes baseline. Pull up from 12, got it for Miley Malcolm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm becoming more and more of a fan of her.
Sheridan with it.
Little half-court trap.
Back to Briggs, cross-court over to Schindler. Kate. Back up top to Briggs, the junior. Left side over to Sheridan.
Oh, give it
on
to
the
her,
block
yeah.
to Douglas. Up,
oh, nice.
Under, shot, good.
Very nice, very nice.
24-17 with 5:45 to go here.
Great footwork of that up and under.
Up top to Malcolm with it. Malcolm on that left side with the dribble in front of us. She'll get a screen. Pull up from 12. Can't do anything. Now to Blackwell. Sid with it. Ooh, the move. Sid, hang. No, and she got fouled, and the ball got lodged between, and Taylor goes up high to knock it out. And Miss Blackwell will go to the line for two.
Sheridan's first foul, I believe. We haven't seen Lanahan yet, right?
No, we have not seen Kylie. And to be honest, I don't see her on the
That's
she's
what
out sick.
You. Is
yeah,
she?
She's
That's
I don't
what
see
I
her on the bench.
You. That's exactly why I brought that up. I looked down there and I was like, I don't think I see her.
He sat down next to me before you got here. He didn't say a word about it. Blackwell up on the second one. No good. Rebound. Oh. Douglas and Scaldera battle for it.
Man, I thought Scaldera I guess a good pretty much gave her a bear
hug. No call, I guess.
No harm, no foul.
Schindler across the timeline. Hands off to Laney Edwards. Now to Chappell up top between the circles. 5:10 to go here. Chappell drive. Kick. Schindler a three, no good. Rebound, kept alive. Malcolm's got it, and a jump ball is called.
Yeah, he called a foul.
No, he did call a foul. Sheridan. It'll be on Sheridan.
Her second.
Burke back in for Porter Ridge.
Seemed like that could have been a jump ball or a no call, but
Unless he grabbed her like that and we didn't see that. Taylor and Malcolm up top playing catch. Miley with it between the circles, right side to Williams. Kylie with it. Now to Blackwell. Sid above her head. Laney Edwards on her. Now the cut through is to Malcolm back up top.
Sheridan plays those two fouls. That's a tough matchup. I'd take it right at her.
And that's where the depth.
I'd take it right at her if you're Taylor.
For Marvin Ridge with Lenahan being out with an illness.
Yeah.
Williams drive, hang, block by Cheppel. Over to Schindler. Kate, little head fake. Skip it to Cheppel. Ella drive, hang, shot, rebound by Blackwell. Sid leads the break. Gets it to Williams from 15, no good. Rebound by Schindler.
A little sloppy right now on both ends, isn't
Kate
it?
With it for the Mavericks. Over to Edwards, leaning across the timeline. Cheppel right side, up top to Douglas. Now to Schindler, into the corner to Sheridan. Up top, Edwards a three, no good, rebound. Douglas had it. In fact, they were fighting with each other with it, I thought.
Yeah.
I believe a foul was called.
I think a Porter Ridge foul coming up, right?
I believe so. It's going to be on Blackwell.
Okay. Her first.
Swanston in again.
Yeah, they're getting Williams out with her two fouls. I think that's probably her. Yeah, probably a good idea.
3:56 to go here in the second. Up top to Schindler. Kate with the left-handed dribble through the lane. Now back up top. They swing it near side to Sheridan. Sheridan's going to drive, kick. Cheppel from the corner. Got it.
She's really turned into a very good shooter.
10-point lead is now 24-20 Porter Ridge. Taylor with it up top. Right side over to Burke. Into the corner. Miley.
Still say I'm going after
Sheridan. A three on the way. Got it.
Wow, that was a nice, cool, kind of a step back, kind of just a... Seven for Malcolm.
27-20, Porter Ridge on the block to Douglas,
pass.
Up and good.
That's a nice play.
27-22, Porter Ridge. Timeout, Pirates, with 3:11 to go. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We'll take a quick break back after this.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com.
That's my favorite intro.
Porter Ridge with the basketball. Malcolm lost her dribble and is called for walking. So you've got Swanston, Malcolm, Scaldera, Burke, and Blackwell. Sheridan, Douglas, Cheppel, Laney Edwards, and Kate Schindler up top for the Mavericks. Laney Edwards with the basketball right wing. Now hands it off over to Schindler. Back up top to Cheppel. Ella frees herself, gives it over to Sheridan. Rise, didn't want to do anything with it. Lost the basketball, got it back. Off her foot, they save it. Schindler with it now. Schindler goes baseline. Pull up, no good. Rebound by Douglas. Cadence into the corner. Lost her dribble, though. Back up top to Sheridan. Kate, drive, and jump ball is called.
I think that's a good call.
Sheridan's got a little chip on her shoulder tonight.
She does. She seems a little bit annoyed at most calls, or lack of them, either way.
Blackwell out. Burke in.
I bet Blackwell won't be out long.
Into the corner. Schindler a three. Got it! That's three for Kate Schindler.
Yeah.
27-25, Porter Ridge. Up top to Malcolm. Left wing over to Swanston. Back up top to Taylor. Edwards not up on her. You got to give her some kind of room. I mean, she's not like super deadly from three.
You're right.
She's
right.
Not a high volume three-pointer, but she'll take the mid-range. Back of the iron, no good.
And I'm happy with that shot if I'm Marvin. I'll let her have it.
Rebound by Schindler, and Kate will push. Cross court in the corner. Cheppel a three. Got it!
Man.
Porter Marvin Ridge on top now for the first time tonight, 28-27.
11 points for my girl there.
Up top to Swanston, left wing over to Malcolm. How long till Blackwell sits?
Yeah, I'd get her right back in.
She's at the table. They got to get her in, though.
Good. Oh, gotcha.
Taylor with it up top. Schindler on her. Taylor hands off to Malcolm. Miley with it between the circles. Left side back to Taylor as they do the three-man weave. Spin through the lane, the 10-footer. Short, rebound by Sheridan.
She's
another one I'd be
shots.
Happy with.
Yeah, she take the, Marvin's making her take tough shots, and she's taking them.
More of one-on-one stuff, and not within the flow.
A little defeated right now, too.
Edwards to Chappell on the block. Ella up glass, good.
She's not going to miss that.
30-27, Marvin Ridge back up on top. Under a minute to go. We're at 55 seconds.
What a start negated by, you know, Porter Ridge, such a great start, and it's all negated now.
Taylor's frustrated on what to run.
She does, yep. She now looks very frustrated.
Now hands off to Malcolm up top. Schindler up on her. Miley with it. They switch. Chappell, oh! And a reach is called on Ella Chappell.
Yeah. Could've
don't disagree, but you heard the crowd. Oh,
could have gone either way with that. I don't think it's a bad call, but I think it could have gone.
So Blackwell gets in with 38.1 here to go in the game in the first half.
If you're Marvin, that's the worst thing about it is you got her back in the game.
Up top, they get it to Malcolm. Off the screen.
Man, there she is.
Blackwell
again.
A three. Got it.
And I think she was
fouled.
That's
five for six.
I honestly think she was fouled on that one.
Tie ball game, 30 all.
Wow.
Sheridan with it left side on the block to Douglas. Cadence.
She going left. No,
and is called for traveling.
She did, yep. And I, yeah, she's one of those lefties, like most lefties, and we've talked about it.
James
she's
Harden-like.
Really good at going to her left, but you know she's going to her left.
16 seconds to go. Porter Ridge got one shot left. Blackwell left wing.
Heck,
down
to
10.
I keep running that play to get her to open.
Screen. Three. Lost it, though. Scaldera's got it. Taylor, Arroyo, a three. No, but she's fouled.
Oh,
was
man.
That on Schindler?
Yeah, I guess so. Wow. Yeah, that's big. That's her first. Schindler's first.
3.1 seconds to go. As Coach Lenihan gets an explanation.
And by the way, going into this free throw, Porter Ridge is 0 for the line tonight, 0 for 4. And that's Blackwell.
0 for 5.
0 for 5. That's Blackwell. Blackwell's missed 2. Scaldera's missed 2. And now Taylor's missed 1. That's rough.
3.1 seconds here to go before the half. Tie ball game. Taylor at the line. The second one is good.
Broke the.
So with the lead now, she'll get one more as Williams checks back in for the Pirates. Taylor, the second one, back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Douglas. Cadence lets it fly, and that'll do it at the end of one half of play. Porter Ridge 31, Marvin Ridge 30. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter. You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Ebert, Ryan Cook. We're at halftime of the girls' game. We're between Marvin Ridge and Porter Ridge. Porter Ridge up 31-30.
Well, joining back, I was having a good conversation with Coach Haynes. We didn't get a chance to discuss this, but we got plenty more time. I better run down the scoring because, I mean, the stars are shining.
You better hurry up.
The stars are shining. Blackwell's leading away with 15 for the game for everybody.
All five threes.
And Chappell's leading away for Marvin with 13. Schindler's got 9, 3 big threes. Malcolm with 7. Taylor with 7. The stars are shining.
Just underway here, left side over to Blackwell. Rise, fire, three. No.
Oh, she missed
first
one.
Miss of the night. Rebound by Edwards. Over by Sheridan. Starters that started the first of the game started the second half. With it up top, Edwards, right side on the block to Sheridan. Up glass, good.
That's nice.
Good
That's
motion
nice.
Right there for
yeah.
her. Cut. Good solid cut for her.
I think I got 4 assists for Edwards now.
32-31, Marvin Ridge. Is Taylor with it up top. Ashante going to dribble drive left. Got
Ooh,
it.
That's tough. A little scoop. A little finger roll. Can I say a little finger roll?
Finger roll. George Gervin.
Yeah.
The ice woman, Ashante Taylor. Edwards across the timeline. Left wing over to Chappell. A three for Ella. No good. Rebound by Scaldera. Stolen away by Robitaille. No good. Rebound by Taylor. Taylor looks up. Blackwell and overshoots her.
Well, I didn't even see that. What happened?
Just missed. Sid just threw it away.
To nobody? Kind of.
Sid was wide open.
Gotcha.
And she knew it.
A little full court pressure again here, a little zone.
Near side to Sheridan, in the middle to Chappell. Ella going to drive, lost it on the ground. Taylor, nobody's going for the ball on the ground for Marvin. Taylor's going to dribble drive through the lane. Oh. Layup, reverse, no good. Rebound by Lainey Edwards. Edwards across the timeline. You're going to wait for the rest of her team. Left side, Schindler, no, into the corner to Robitaille. Kelsey a three, short, rebound by Schindler. Put back, no, rebound. Goes out of bounds. It should be Marvin Ball, and it is.
Yeah, you know, and they need that's what they need Robitaille to do for you. They need her to knock those down. You know, she's not hitting that open three right now, and they really need that.
And they're only going like two deep with Briggs and Douglas. Schindler drive, no, and she's fouled.
Yep.
And Kate Schindler will go to the line. With Lanahan out being sick, they've only got two really on the bench that he's comfortable playing these kind of minutes in this kind of game.
Yeah, yeah. That was the second foul on Miley Malcolm. Schindler goes the line with nine.
Kate, the first one, back of the iron, no.
Free throw shooting has not been great tonight.
For either team.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, it's actually only the second free throw that Marvin's taken, but.
Is that foul total right? Okay, I'm looking, oh, that. That's different. That's timeouts, right?
Oh.
Or TOL.
Yeah. You're looking at TOL.
Yeah, I was looking, okay. That second one was good. It ties the ball game. 33 all. Taylor across the timeline, hands off to Williams. Up top to Blackwell. Sid with it, a screen, she'll use it. Chappell the switch. Back to Taylor. Ashante going to go down the lane. Kick into the corner. Williams a three. No, but she's fouled. That'll be on Kelsey Robitaille.
You don't want to do that. Definitely don't want to do that. And I'm not here to pick on Miss Williams tonight, but, like, if I'm picking my poison with this Porter Ridge team.
Wide open all day, I'll let you have it.
That's the one that I'm going to let have that shot, you know. Definitely don't want to foul her.
Williams up on the first and good.
There's too much poison to pick from here, and she'd be the one I would let have that.
Right. You know,
comparatively. Sorry, Miss Williams, but it's when you're playing with Miley Malcolm and Taylor and Blackwell.
Up and good on that one. You're going to make them pay here, Coach. 35-33 now. One more to come to Carly Williams.
See, and you probably have a win if you're Marvin if you just let her take the shot and don't foul her, you know.
The third of three on its way, and good.
Wow.
Eat that one, UC Hoops.
Yeah, when I said that they have been making free throws, too. That helps the old percentage.
Robitaille, trapped into the corner, hit from behind. That's a late call.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was an out of bounds. It was not. It was a foul. It is on Blackwell. Should be her second, I believe.
I believe you are correct. That is her second.
5:56 to go here. Edwards will trigger it for the Mavericks.
Better get it in. And
all the way out top to Schindler, and she does. Kate with it up top. Scaldera on her. Now to Sheridan. Down the lane. Kick. Lainey Edwards a three. Long. Rebound by Scaldera. Good job by Anna to keep it above her head. Looks up. She's got Blackwell on a breakup and good.
Out running the floor.
38-33 Porter Ridge.
And that's what I want to see out of this Porter Ridge team. I would run with these horses, you know.
Schindler to Edwards. To Chappell in the middle at the elbow. Turn, the fall away. Got it.
That's tough. When she's hitting threes the way she hits them and then has that little like.
And they methodically went down and broke the press and there she was.
Yeah.
Taylor across with it.
Absolutely love her game.
5:10 to go here. Up three, the Pirates. It's 38-35. Taylor into the corner. Malcolm along three, no good. Rebound by Scaldera. Now to Blackwell. Now to Malcolm, another three. No good. Rebound tracked down by Edwards. Lainey looks up. Cross court to Sheridan, left wing. Kate with it. Now to Chappell.
Spacing.
Yeah, a lot. Very congested there at the top.
Something this Marvin team's usually really good at, so they had to get it situated there.
Edwards with it up top. Left side over to Sheridan.
Oh, yeah.
They lob it inside. They just overshoot her.
Man, that's good position. That's the right pass. It's not a great pass. Got to get that in there. But, yeah, I mean, I just.
Swanston back in.
With the horses this Porter Ridge team has, I want to see them run.
Taylor will bring it up left to right. Across the timeline. Right side over to Malcolm. Miley with it up top. Now to Blackwell. Sid. Now to Swanston, right wing. Back to Malcolm. Little head fake behind the back. Good D by Edwards. Blackwell from the corner. Got it.
Jeez.
Is that six or seven threes?
Six
threes.
Four assists for Malcolm, if I got that right.
41-35, Sheridan with it up top. Kate into the corner. Malcolm with her hands up. They skip pass over to Sheridan. On the block, Chepel the drop step. Got it.
That's super tough.
Strength right there.
Wow. And that is 17 for her.
41-37, Porter Ridge with 3:45 to go. Malcolm with it up top, a couple dribbles between the circles. Right wing over to Taylor. Taylor goes baseline, gets past Schindler. Blocked by Schindler low. It'll stay Pirate ball.
Yeah, I mean, Ella Chepel is just really tough to guard tonight and most nights.
When healthy. Malcolm triggers it to Swanston. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Edwards.
Yep, I'll give her that shot.
Edwards to Schindler across the timeline. Schindler lost it. Now up top, Edwards has got it back. Laney going to drive. Stops. Now back to Chepel through the lane. Ella got it in the foul. She's pumped up. She'll go to the line for the bonus.
Wow.
3:16 to go here in the third.
Is a handful. First foul on Taylor.
Cut it to one with the free throw.
So I've got 6 rebounds and 5 assists for Laney Edwards. She's only got 2 points, but 6 rebounds and 5 assists in the third quarter.
Up and good, the 3-point play old-fashioned way. And it's 41-40 Pirates. Malcolm across the timeline and a timeout called by Porter Ridge. A full timeout. They're up one, 41-40 with 3:11 to go here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, so I think I got 20 for Chepel now. Let's see. Yeah, 20 for Chepel with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's
and
pretty good.
Blackwell has
and
a few.
Blackwell, so 6'3", so and she has 20 as well. Two girls with 20 in the third quarter is
fun. High efficiency,
to watch.
Too.
Both of them. Absolutely both of them. Really fun to watch these girls. Scaldera has 7 rebounds. That's pretty impressive. Miley Malcolm with 4 assists. As I said, Laney Edwards with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. I got Kate Sheridan with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. And I know I miss assists here and there, too. So if anyone's actually listening,
you're as
to
good
me,
as Huddle.
You know, well,
I'm just saying, because
I don't know.
I've seen Huddle reports where they have a player zero or X.
Is that even
it
like,
does, there's no one there.
Well, we should, when we get a chance here, we will talk a little bit about the girls that I kind of looked at here that, you know, I looked at the Max Preps rankings and kind of where people stand for the state playoffs. So we'll try to talk about that next time.
They inbound at Porter Ridge does up top to Malcolm. Miley with it between the circles. Right wing over to Blackwell.
Now they're on to it because that's when she's getting wide open threes on.
And Channing Briggs fighting her way through those screens because they that double screen.
Yeah.
Blackwell. Lost it. Pulls up. Got it.
My goodness.
She's missed one shot tonight. 1-3.
Really?
That's it.
Man. What a performance.
43-40. A night where she gets her 1,000th point. Up top to Sheridan.
Little zone.
Stolen away.
Zone.
Blackwell and is fouled by Sheridan.
And that's one where she didn't want to get fouled. That's a good foul. It's a good foul. She didn't want to get fouled. 24. It is. They're saying Douglas. 24 is Douglas. Yeah, if Blackwell could have just gotten that pass off, it would have been an easy two. Ooh. Oh, goodness. Just a little lazy there on that inbound, I think. Huh? But no
Taylor,
harm, no foul.
No, you're right. Taylor across the timeline from the backcourt, moving left to right. Chepel with the switch, right side over to Swanston. Maya with it, back up top to Taylor. Chepel's going to give her some room. Off her knee again.
A little sloppy.
Back to Malcolm up with it. Up top to Blackwell. Briggs on her. Sid, right side. Got away with a push.
I think she
Blasting
did.
Good.
I think she did get away
and
from
And the flex. Kids.
She's kind of feeling it. You can tell her she went between her legs twice. And yeah.
And her off arm too, the right. She went right side. Back Schindler into the corner. Now back up top. Briggs with it. Far side at Sheridan, on the block to Douglas. Blocked by Scaldera. Douglas got it back though. Up, shot, no, but she's fouled. And Cadence will go to the line for two. That foul will be on Scaldera.
It's her second. So the fouls are really spread out. I think these officials have done a pretty good job tonight. You know, I think they're... Does Miss Briggs disagree with me that
No. No, she's telling the ref, hey, watch out for number one. She uses that off arm.
Did she make that, Cadence?
Yes, she did. I believe she did.
I think you're right.
Nope, front end no good. Rebound by Taylor. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Porter Ridge ball. 45-40, Pirates with a minute 45 to go.
If my math is correct, she missed both.
That's the first time Schindler's been out of the game all night.
Well, that's you want her out sparingly, huh?
Without Lenahan, who is ill. Up top to Malcolm. Hands off to Burke. Her first appearance in the second half. Olivia, drive, kick. Taylor, pump fake, pull up from 15. No air ball, rebound by Douglas.
It looked good from your
it
angle,
did,
didn't it?
From my ankle. And then Cadence found it in her lap. Up top to Sheridan. Douglas from the elbow, no good. Rebound by Swanston. Over to Taylor, and she'll bring it up, left to right. A minute 10 to go in the third. 45-40, Pirates up.
They're playing no touches with Blackwell, trying to face Carter everywhere.
Malcolm through the lane, kicking in the corner. Burke, a three, got it.
Oh, that's a big lift right there.
48-40, Porter Ridge up.
That's a big shot.
Briggs, left side to Robitaille. Back to Briggs. Now to Sheridan. Now to Jenny Briggs up top. Looking for a screen. She gets it but doesn't use it. Now to Sheridan. Kate going to drive. Hang, lost it, but a foul. And Kate will go to the line, I believe, for two.
Okay.
Foul's going to be on Swanston.
And that is her first. Sheridan goes to the line for her first free throw attempts of the night.
Don't forget the boys will be after this one, and that should be interesting because the two best players on each team may not play at all tonight due to that thing that I had last week.
Yep.
A little bit of flu action going around and some head colds. Sheridan, the second one, no good. Rebound by Burke. Olivia with a shirt in the mouth. Dribbles it away.
I got to think about that, too, which team would hurt. That would hurt more.
I think it hurts Porter Ridge more.
Think so.
They don't have a double-digit score after long.
Right.
Marvin has two. Up top with it, under 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Taylor with it, down to seven, guarded by Robitaille. And a, it's going to be on Robitaille.
Yeah,
that's her fourth?
No,
third?
That's only her second.
Oh, I thought she had a couple more than that.
That's what I've got now.
All right.
It's not up on the board.
Second it is.
Okay.
Unofficial official. Burke will trigger it with 5.4 seconds to go. Up top to Taylor with Robitaille on her. She sees the clock. Swanson, a three from the corner. No, rebound by Douglas, and after three quarters of play, Porter Ridge up eight, 48-40 back after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. The last 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock. Porter Ridge up 48-40. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything we wanted in this matchup, you know. I mean, I want to say that Porter Ridge has taken control.
Does
I don't
it
know
feel
about
that
you.
Way?
I mean, it
doesn't feel that way. The lead is 8, but it doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't really, and I just don't count this Marvin team out. I mean, 8 isn't a big deal, 8 and 8 minutes,
that's
you know.
Two possessions.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I don't count them out, that's for sure.
Schindler back in to start the fourth. She'll inbound it into the backcourt to Lainey Edwards. Back to Schindler, right wing. Into the front court. Edwards waiting for the trap. Back to Edwards. Excuse me, Schindler to Edwards. Now back to Schindler. I'll get it right. Kate into the corner to Sheridan. On the block to Chappell, the bread and butter. Back into the corner. Schindler still.
You know they're going to be patient.
Very long up top. High post.
Oh, yeah.
Chappell drives and is fouled. It'll be on, I believe, Swanston.
You get her that ball anytime you can and let her go to work there and you're in good shape. That's 2 on Swanston. But, yeah, I mean, this is the start you want if you're Marvin. Go to your rock, if
bread
you will,
and butter.
And get the clock stopped, make a couple free throws.
Ella at the line for 2. The first one is good.
I was counting them before that happened, but.
How dare you, sir?
You know, make a couple free throws with the clock not running. That's exactly what you want.
The second of 2 is good for her.
And now here's where I'm interested. I want to see what Porter Ridge does with their possession. I don't think this is their game to be patient. And, you know, I mean, now here, don't force passes. Don't force tough shots. Be patient.
Edwards on Blackwell now. Up top to Swanston. On the block to Burke. Shot. Glass. No. Rebound by Malcolm. Lost it. Out of bounds. It'll be Marvin Ball.
And
I saw some holding in there.
Yeah.
Arms getting grabbed.
And, you know, I love Burke's talent off the bench, but you can't force a shot like that in this situation. Then Porter Ridge lucked out because it went right to Malcolm, and then they still didn't get it. But
Schindler with it up top. Over to Edwards.
All of a sudden, you
high
watch
post
out.
To Chappell. And Schindler, a 3. Got it!
Wow.
Cut the lead to 3. It's 48-45, Pirates.
Coach was already telling people to get back on D. He knew that was going in.
Lost it again.
My.
Loose ball. Robitaille and Malcolm tie it up.
And what is happening in this fourth quarter? I mean,
you saw the most frustration by a player right there with Malcolm, who is
almost in tears.
Upset.
Yeah.
Scaldera comes back in.
At the no call or at, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what. She looked very upset. I agree.
Frustration sometimes, that'll lead to it.
Can't have her out long with a 3-point game.
Taylor will trigger it. On the block to Burke, and they throw it away. No, it's going to be off of a foot. Yeah. It'll stay. Porter Ridge ball, they'll inbound it again.
But I'm going to go back to what I was saying. Okay, they didn't hurt him there technically because they didn't turn it over. But when you're winning this game, don't force tough passes. Don't force tough shots, and they're doing both.
Blackwell in the corner, a 3. No, but she's fouled.
Wow.
And Sid will go to the line for 3.
Wow.
I don't know if Kelsey's not giving her a spot to land. We saw that called last week.
Yeah, she's.
I don't have the greatest angle there.
She's distraught over it. Now, strangely, Sid goes to the line 0 for 2 tonight.
Up and
that.
Good. Strangely, she told Ryan Cook to stick it.
So, wait. 18, 20, 22, 24, 25.
Sit up again and good.
No, that
wouldn't count.
Counted it too early.
I did.
She got 25 tonight, but from the line, she's only 1 for 4. Sid is human.
Up and good.
The 26 points with 6:49 to go.
50-45, Pirates lead. Edwards with it up top. Across the timeline, Williams on her. Chappell with it out, well beyond the three-point line. Now to Schindler. Kate with her. Scaldara on her. Left side to Robitaille. Now back to Schindler. They're trying to get Ella the ball at the high post, and Taylor's going to jump. Good job fronting her.
I think you can get it.
Yeah. Now they get it to her.
Yeah.
Hang shot. No! Rebound Marvin Ridge. Schindler, Sheridan. Schindler the floater, no, but she's no, they're going to say it was on the floor. Good job by Sheridan to grab that board.
Ah, shoot, I missed who the foul was on. Who was that foul on? Who is that foul on?
Okay. This is on Blackwell.
Her third.
Sheridan will trigger it as Malcolm back in. Back up top, they get it into the back court. And it'll be over and back.
Yeah, that's costly. That's something you don't see Marvin do very often, a silly turnover like
Douglas
that.
Coming in. Robitaille coming out.
Yeah, but some body language we're seeing out there, right?
Yes.
I don't really understand why.
Frustration? I don't know. Malcolm will trigger it for Porter Ridge with 6:08 to go up. They're up 5, 50-45. Going to go all the way out top to Taylor between the circles. Schindler on her. Drive, hang. Blocked, but a foul is called.
Kind of a bailout there, I think. If she
it's
fouled her,
it's
a bad
Sheppel,
foul.
I guess. I thought she initiated the contact.
I think that's a no call, if anything. I think that she just kind of went in and threw it up, you know, and kind of bailed her out there.
Taylor at the line for two.
Either way, I don't like that shot again. You know, this is what I said coming into this quarter.
That one up and good.
That you don't need to take tough shots right now. When you're winning, you don't need to take tough shots.
That's something that they've struggled with, I think, this season is when they are up, which is the most of the time.
Yeah.
And that one no good. Rebound by Douglas. They force things.
Yeah.
Schindler across the timeline. Up top to Edwards. Douglas is wide open.
Oh, yeah,
nowhere.
Bounce pass.
Schindler from 15. Got it. Kate Schindler for two.
Let's see. 15 points for Miss Schindler tonight.
51-47. Taylor left side over to Malcolm. Miley with it. Guarded by Sheridan. Going to dribble drive. Again, force that
Another
one. No good.
Shot.
Rebound by Chappell.
I just don't want to see those tough shots right now.
Over to Sheridan. Gets it to Edwards. Laney with it. Into the corner to Sheridan. They close out Hunter quickly. And she'll reset back up top. Now they get the switch they want, I think. Chappell. Right wing over to Sheridan. On the block to Douglas. Cadence. The lefty up. The floater. No good. Rebound by Scaldera.
Big rebound by Scaldera. Her eighth there.
Taylor with it. Stops at the three-point line.
Now, again, don't force.
Malcolm. No good. You don't need a three.
No, you don't.
You're
she
up.
She was wide open.
Four.
Though, but still don't love it.
Schindler across the timeline in front of us. Hands off to Edwards. Still with that ball and a five-second call. What do we got here?
Yeah.
Good defensive stop right there to get a five call.
Yeah, she's got to be aware of that. That was got to make some penetration or separation or get rid of it.
Taylor with it. Going to work that left side. Schindler on her. A screen from Scaldera. They let her stop the dribble up top. Now they swing it near side. Malcolm with it.
And again, work for a good one.
Sheridan down to 4:10 to go here. Malcolm with it, guarded by Douglas.
It's all right. If you're Porter Ridge, I mean, you don't have to hurry.
Now she frees herself from 15. No, but she's fouled.
Don't want to foul her there.
Foul's going to be on Cadence Douglas.
That is her second. That's a tough shot. I mean, not a super tough shot, but don't foul her there. Don't foul the jump shooter.
Malcolm at the line for two. And no good on the first one.
Man.
Both teams, besides Chappell, have really struggled.
They really have.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
4:05 to go here. 51-47 Porter Ridge. That one is no good.
Wow.
Rebound by Douglas. Gets it to Edwards. To Schindler across the timeline. Ooh.
I've got Porter Ridge's.
That line, they got to do something about that.
It's terrible. You can't see it.
You can't see it. And I don't think the refs do. Schindler up top, right side to Douglas. Cadence, bounce pass to Sheridan. He's skipping into the corner. Schindler, baseline, the floater, no good. Kept alive, Chappell with the rebound. Lost it up top, Sheridan's got it. Another loose ball. This time Douglas is fouled. And that'll be on Williams, I believe.
Yeah, I want to see the freshman, Taylor, kind of keep those emotions down a little bit, you know? The foul wasn't on her, but she's jumping around.
Into the backcourt to Schindler. Near side to Edwards.
That's one of the things that people didn't realize about Watts. There you go.
On the block, up, shot, no, bucket is good.
Wow, the left hand up and under.
The foul will be on Scaldera, and Kate Sheridan will go to the line for the bonus.
That is a huge play. She
knocks this down, it cuts the lead to one.
That's huge, third foul on Scaldera. What I was saying is, you know, one thing that people notice a lot of things about Stephanie Watts, but even as a freshman, she was cool.
Up and good.
She was cool all the time. You know, I mean, you didn't see her get too high, didn't see her get too low. She didn't show a lot of emotion. I see a lot of emotion from Miss Taylor here.
Hands off to Williams. Porter Ridge moving left to right, up one. Blackwell. Sid's been quiet here. Head fake, drive, kick. A three from Malcolm. Got it.
That's a big shot right there.
Timeout, Porter Ridge.
That's
Ryan Cook's
shot.
Favorite timeout. It's 54-50 with 3:07 to go in the game.
You're just trying to goad me here, aren't you? Trying. But, yeah, you're right. I don't really necessarily like it there.
I mean, you hit a big three there. She was having some issues.
Yeah.
She hits a big three. You get back. I mean, you were in.
So I'm almost maybe not in this situation, okay? It's down to 3 minutes, four-point game. Okay. You want to come back and talk about, like, having time to get your defense set. Okay.
You're giving him enough time to settle his girls down.
And say, make sure they're going to run your best play here or whatever. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Here, now I'm gonna go a little bit too far here probably. Okay. I'm almost starting to wonder if some coaches, and I'm not saying Coach Brown. I mean, I almost wonder if some coaches are starting to do that just because they think that's what they're supposed to do. I mean, I'm almost just like, why do you do that all the time? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, we've had this discussion for about 5 years now, and it's really gotten involved as we've asked other coaches.
Right, right.
Coach Ellington, Coach Ford,
right.
Coach Haynes, Coach Mason, why do you do that?
Yeah.
And I think the situation dictates it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that situation dictated it?
So I do kind of. So I guess maybe when it's hard to explain what's trying to go through this mind, but like, is that really your philosophy, or are you doing it because other people do it, is what I mean. I don't know.
Schindler with it across the timeline to Edwards. Looking to trap. Back to Schindler, left wing. Dribble drive, now to Laney Edwards. Skip. Sheridan, a long two. No good. Rebound. Tracked down by Douglas. Into the corner. Sends it back out top to Sheridan. Back to Schindler up top between the circles.
I don't love a long two right now.
I agree with you. 2:40 to go. Chappell, drive, hang. How about a short one,
Coach? I like that.
It's 54-52, Pirates. 2:30 to go in the game.
And again, you got to be patient. You got to get a good shot and don't force anything.
Malcolm with it up top. They switch on the screen. Chappell on her now. Chappell, good D. Up. Malcolm, the long.
Tough shot.
No. Loose ball.
I don't like that foul call. That's going to be three on Sheridan, I believe.
Well, he said, grab her arm. Now, we've seen that tonight where they are grabbing.
Yeah.
We don't
have a great angle from here.
Miley will trigger it. Malcolm into the corner to Taylor. Edwards up on her. Up top to Malcolm with 2:10 to go here. Now Sheridan on Malcolm. And they throw it out of bounds.
Wow. You just can't have that with 2 minutes to go in a game like this down or up two. You know, I mean, you just got to take care of the ball and not force anything.
Sheridan. Edwards up top. High post. Chappell. Drive. Hang. Got it. Took the contact and knocked it down to tie the game at 54.
I got 26 for her, I believe.
Taylor with it. Right side to Blackwell. Sid up top to Malcolm. Guarded by Schindler. Now to Taylor. Into the corner, and she's fouled. That one, I think, is on Laney.
And we're shooting free throws, both teams, the rest of the way.
And that'll be on Laney Edwards.
Her second, but we're shooting free throws every foul the rest of the way, which, not that that's a lot of time, but we're going to have some big pressure moments here in a tight game like this at the free throw line. Porter Ridge, by the way, is 7-for-17 from the line right now.
With Taylor starting here. And knocks that one down.
That's big because 7-for-17 from the line in a close game can lose it for you.
55-54 now with a minute 40 to go.
I think this
Taylor, the second one. Good.
Is that right? Is it really only, was it tied before that? Oh.
Schindler across the timeline to Edwards. Chepel, high post.
I think she used her dribble, yeah.
Hands off to Schindler. Kate, back to Edwards. Laney, watch the five. Back up top to Douglas. Don't like this.
Yeah.
Now back to Edwards. Now to Schindler, a minute 15 to go. Porter Ridge up to Marvin with the ball. Around the perimeter, using plenty of clock. Now to Chepel. A three, blocked by Scaldera.
She's long.
Back to Sheridan, now to Taylor, and the foul is going to be on Sheridan.
Yeah, I agree with that foul call. That one I agree with. They're all making a big deal about it, but I agree with that one. Don't you?
I see, Coach Lenahan was not making a big deal about it. He was obvious. I think she thought it was,
and the
crowd behind us agreed.
Scaldera's length just dominated that possession.
I don't think Ella had her seat. That's not where she wanted to shoot it.
Yeah.
Timeout, Coach Lenahan of the Mavericks, with a minute one to go here. Porter Ridge up 56-54.
You don't see a ton of blocked three-pointers, and especially on Ella Chepel, as tall as she is. And, I mean, Scaldera just threw that off. I mean, she goes up, blocks the three, then Sheridan gets the rebound. Tries to throw it back to Chepel, and again, Scaldera's long arms, I mean.
Impeded that pass, and then Taylor got it and was fouled.
I mean, that's huge.
So with a minute one to go here in the contest, in first place on the line in the conference, because if Porter Ridge wins, they will be tied then. The Pirates lead 56-54 with a minute one to go.
By the way, you know how old I am. We could do this
just
thing.
As old as me.
You could do the how old are you? I don't know. But
how old are you, Ryan?
My son turned 20 today. I have a 20-year-old son. Well, we don't even talk about how old I am. I'm just saying. I got a 20-year-old son.
I saw his picture today on Twitter. Tell him to tuck the shirt in.
Was it the one? Was the it one like whether it was four of them or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuck the shirt in. Ashante Taylor, last week's player of the week at the line for two.
Got to go while he was visiting this weekend to Cowfish. Have you ever eaten there?
No.
It's pretty good, pretty good.
Up and no good.
Oh, big free throw. They're now 9-4-20 from the line, I believe.
Taylor up on the second one is good. 57-54 with under a minute to go now.
13 now for Taylor.
Edwards across the timeline. Hands off to Schindler. Schindler going to go to work. Oh, got past her. Into the corner. Back up top.
Can't let Schindler have a three.
45 seconds to go. You got to get a shot soon. Can't use the whole clock. Just handing it off. Sharing it up glass. Good.
Big bucket, but you're still down.
You're still down one with 35, 34, 33.
Seven for Sheridan with her.
You
got to
come up and grab her. Got to get her, not grab her, just get up and pressure.
Yeah, I agreed.
Taylor with it, down to 25 seconds to go.
Yeah, get rid of it.
Malcolm with it. If you're going to foul somebody, who do you foul?
I don't think you want
to foul
her.
You don't foul Blackwell, but you have to there.
Yeah.
Because you're down to 17.2 seconds.
Yeah.
And Sid will go to the line for two.
Which is okay, because even if she makes both, you got 17 seconds to get a three off, and that's not bad. But Sid's only two for five from the line.
Timeout, Coach Lenahan, with 17.2 seconds to go. Full timeout going to be taken by Coach Lenahan. Porter Ridge up 57-56 with Sidney Blackwell at the line for two.
So Sid's got 26 on the night, but again, she's only 2 for 5 from the line. Miley Malcolm with 10. Ashante Taylor with 13. Kind of summarizes the... Another version of Lethal Weapon 3, dare we say. And Chepel, I got to retotal this to make sure I don't shortchange her here. So I got 22, 24, 20. I got 26 for Chepel as well. Schindler with 15. And then Douglas with 6 and Sheridan with 7. So, what I'm saying in this huddle, if I'm Porter Ridge, I'm saying after Sid makes her two free throws, I'm going to say that first, whoever is guarding Chepel and whoever is guarding Schindler.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you're guarding her. You don't help her. You don't let her touch the ball. But if you get screened, if your man does the screen for one of those girls, you double them because we're letting anybody else shoot and we're not letting the three tie it up by one of those two girls.
Blackwell at the line. Sid, the lefty junior, up and in and out.
Now
that leaves things wide open.
Oh, wide open.
That changes everything right there. You're still down one, maybe two if she knocks this one down.
Can't believe with the night she's had that she's 2 for 6 from the line.
The second one up for Miss Blackwell is good. And Coach Brown calls a timeout. They're up two now, 58-56, 17.2 seconds to go.
So all bets are definitely off with timeouts with this much time.
Yes.
I'm not going to criticize the 17 seconds, right?
So
what do I do? So what I do is I take Malcolm.
Defensively, I don't want you to tell me. I want you to tell me what you do.
Offensively?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
That's where I'm bad.
3 or 2. Because if you're me.
I'm going to Chapel.
Yeah.
I don't care where it is.
No, absolutely.
I mean, Schindler is my second option.
You put Chapel at the post, at the high post.
Yeah.
You come down.
Yeah.
You get her the ball.
Yeah.
And you let her go.
Yeah.
Because if she's fouled, she has been good tonight from the free throw line.
I'm getting to her one way or the other. I mean, I don't even care. I mean, even if she's got it, if it winds up being an open three, then I want her. I mean, I'm getting
Chapel the ball,
if I can. But
and
like
it's
said,
her decision. If she doesn't feel, then kick it back out to Schindler.
She's got a lot of time.
Yes.
I'm not going to be super picky. I'm going to run my best stuff here, and I'm going to try to get a shot from one of my best players. You know?
All right. So you've got Edwards. You got pressure here, which you expected. So,
but I would face guard Schindler. Chapel's
here in the corner.
Yeah. And they chose Scaldera, which I get. I guess I'm okay with that.
But
I'd have Malcolm on
Schindler across the timeline.
I would not leave Schindler again.
Edwards down to 10.
I wouldn't leave Schindler again.
Scaldera, got to do something. Attack, right wing. Schindler pump fake, dribble drive. No good, and that'll do it. It's a final. Porter Ridge wins 58-56.